Support for The Common comes from the law firm of Davis Malm. Whether you're a private business, a public company, a municipality, a nonprofit, or in-house counsel, their business attorneys help achieve your short and long-term goals. DavisMalm.com, DavisMalm.com. Support for The Common comes from Bluey's Big Play. Join Bluey, Bingo, Bandit, and Chili in their first ever live stage show, a fun-filled show made for the whole family at the Box Center Wang Theater, May 18th and 19th. Tickets at boxcenter.org.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. WBUR, Assistant Director for City Space, Candace Springer.
Hello.
April is here.
It is, but is the sun here?
Oh my God, don't even get me started on this. I'm so goddamn tired of this. These gray days, this cloudiness. Yo, where is the sun?
I'm really appealing for you, sun, to come out.
Please, please, this is not normal. God.
Truly.
Well, what are we doing this month?
Let's just jump right into it. Okay, well, you know, we got some recommendations, whether the sun comes out or not. But this first one, we really need the sun to come out.
Please.
Okay. So, have you gone on a picnic before?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever been on a mystery picnic before?
No.
All right. Well, that's what we're going to do. A mystery picnic is a self-guided food and adventure experience where each destination has been thoughtfully selected to showcase the unique food, places, and attractions of the region we live in. So obviously that would be Boston for us.
Yep.
So what you do is you buy this amazing mystery picnic and then you have to solve clues and riddles that'll take you on a journey into the city. And on every stop, once you solve a clue, you pick up an item for your picnic basket.
Ah.
Yeah.
I like this.
By the end of the search, you have a picnic basket full of goodies, and you end up at a location where you can enjoy that picnic, a beautiful location. That's all a surprise. That's where the mystery comes in.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how many places do you go to?
It's a good question. They don't say, again, mystery here, but I will say the Boston experience is going to take you through downtown and Back Bay. That's the one option that they have here. They're also working on one in the North End, which I'm really excited about.
Mm-hmm.
But the downtown and Back Bay experience, you might walk along the pier. You might visit the aquarium. You might board one of Boston's floating museums or go to Newbury Street. Or take an architecture stroll. So it really is a mystery. You don't know how many stops, but you do know that you need to plan for at least 3 hours, including your actual picnic experience.
There needs to be a stop in Mattapan.
I mean, get
some roti.
What's cool about this, to that point, is I feel like this is something that is new and that could be built out across all regions of our city because the emphasis here is on supporting local businesses. So you buy your ticket through Amazing Co., C-O company, and like the experience is the tour of Boston, but all of the businesses that you go to are going to sort of unlock your mind and your world about what we have in our city that you may not have known about. So yes, like it would be really nice for this to branch out across communities.
Hell yeah, for sure.
And,
I like it.
You know, also you get to sample locally sourced produce, right? So when you're actually at the end of your scavenger hunt, your mystery picnic per se, you get to sample all these nice things. Hopefully a lot of it's made in Boston. Local, and they have options for date picnics. So if you're looking to spice up your relationship, or you just want to hang out with a bunch of friends, or even they have a family curated one. So maybe less wine, maybe more soft drinks.
Mm-hmm.
They also have options for all dietary restrictions. So they can totally craft and curate an experience for you, which is really, really nice.
Yeah, this sounds really cool.
Mm-hmm.
A fun, creative way to learn the city.
Exactly.
What the city has to offer.
Exactly.
Maybe find a new favorite spot to get something. Where else we going?
Okay, so now I want to talk to the folks who love beer. Do you love beer?
Especially now that the sun's not coming out, yes. Beer is great right now.
For an indoor option, whether the sun is out or not, this month, the Massachusetts Craft Brewers Festival is back.
Oh, yeah.
So this happens at Boston Center for the Arts, the Cyclorama, which I believe you've been to before.
Oh, I've been to Cyclorama.
Really
before.
Cool venue.
And
shaped like
plan to go back.
Yeah. Shaped like a circle. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of a rotunda. And it features more than 40 Massachusetts breweries who are offering the beer or even the seltzer and cider, which I like, options that they are most proud of. And so this is like the biggest fundraiser of the year for the Massachusetts Brewers Guild. And the ticket sales go directly to support them. And if you don't know what the Massachusetts Brewer Guild is, they promote and protect the interests of all of our craft brewers in the state. So they do
And protect our interests.
Exactly.
<beer.
laughs> They make sure that we have all the special, amazing craft brew options. And then they also, you know, provide industry and educational events. They provide resources to these brewers and marketing support. And then they also work at the legislative level on Beacon Hill to make sure that there's always a voice for craft brewers in Massachusetts. And so this is a really amazing event because you could probably experience and be able to have sample the ones you've tried before. But with over 40 breweries represented, you have two options. You can go at two different times, 1 to 4:30 or 6 to 9:30. Your ticket, it's $55, but it includes unlimited samples.
Be careful, get yourself a DD.
Well, I'm glad
that
you
said that.
That
is a designated driver, folks.
Yes, I'm glad you said that because there will be food vendors there, so make sure that you sample some food, you know, don't drink on an empty stomach. You can buy snacks there and also can bring your own snacks because we want
BYOS.
Exactly. We want to drink responsibly, bring your own snacks. They also allow you to bring your own reusable water bottles or a sealed water bottle because you need to hydrate, right?
That's right. Water is important.
So this is a very responsible drinking event. This is not to get silly. This is to enjoy the beauty of craft beers.
And if you get silly, just be careful.
Exactly. And to that point, they also offer designated driver tickets. So you don't like beer, but you want to go with your friends, you can pay $10 and you can come and you can get a designated driver ticket and just hang out and eat snacks.
All right, Candace, I think this is a good time for us to take a break. But when we get back, I want to talk about what we got going on at City Space. Let's bring it home.
Sounds good.
So we'll be right back.
Bandit and Chili are coming to a theatre near you.
Do you want to play musical statues with us?
Join the Healers in their first ever live stage show, Bluey's Big Play.
Look, Mum, Dad's playing with us.
A fun-filled show made for the whole family. It's Bluey brought to real life. Book now for Bluey's Big Play. We can't wait to see you there.
Politics has never been stranger or more online, which is why the politics team at Wired is making a new show, Wired Politics Lab. It's all about how to navigate the endless stream of news and information and what to look out for. Each week on the show, we'll dig into far-right platforms, AI chatbots, influencer campaigns, and so much more. Wired Politics Lab launches Thursday, April 11th. Follow the show wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back with WBUR Assistant Director for City Space, Candace Springer. So, Candace, before we get to City Space, do you have one more option for us?
I do, and it's something brand spanking new. We are getting an F1 arcade in Boston.
Like that, racing?
Yes, exactly. It opens on April 22nd in the Seaport. It is a food, drink, and simulator racing experience inspired by F1 or Formula One, for those who don't know. Mm-hmm. It's the highest class of international racing for a single-seater Formula racing car. And that means it's the world's fastest regulated road course, racing car. And so if you've ever had dreams of getting behind one of those bad boys, I like to call it an elevated go-kart. Somebody's going to get me for that, but I'm calling it an elevated go-kart.
Nothing wrong with that.
If you've ever had dreams about it, but you don't want to risk your life, this is now the place for you. This place is going to feature 69 full motion racing simulators. And what that means is you're getting in the seat moves, it jostles you around, you feel the rev of the engine, and you're looking at the screen and you're essentially racing. So you're really putting yourself in the body of an F1 racer. The place also features a 37-foot long bar, and it's a space that spans across two floors. So there's a lot of drinking to be done here. There's a whole food menu here.
So this place you can actually drink and drive.
Absolutely. It's okay. It's maybe the only place where you could do that. Totally. So it has, it seems like the experiences range from 30 to 45 minutes, depending on the racing mode that you choose to do. So you can either go head-to-head, you can race your friends, or if it's a date, you can race your partner, or you can do a team racing experience, which is kind of like the actual style of F1, where it mirrors the real thing and where you compete for points. And the points are called Arcadians. It's a new currency for the arcade. And the more that you build, the more you can redeem for merch, you know, additional games, even the chance to win actual F1 tickets to actually go see a race, which is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Just a thing to note, all ages are welcome at the F1 arcade, but you have to be 7 or older to ride the simulator. And after 7 p.m., adults only, 21 plus. So adults, if you're looking for a no kids experience, go after 7, or, you know, you might encounter some of our little ones around there.
All right, Candace. Let's bring it on home. What do we got going on for April at City Space?
So another big event that's happening in April is the Boston Marathon. But before that,
shout out to our producer, Caitlin.
Yeah. Caitlin Harrop is running the Boston Marathon. Really excited. I'm going to be rooting you on. But before that, you have an event at City Space.
Yes, I do.
You're going to be talking to Martinez Evans.
Yep.
Who is a fitness influencer. He's also the author of a blog called 300 Pounds and Running. And he wrote this book called The Slow AF Run Club. Slow AF, meaning...
What does AF stand for, Candace?
As beep, it stands for that. And essentially, you know, Martinez was a person who is large, big dude, who really wanted to get out there and run and started doing it. I mean, literally, we're going to talk about his journey from being in his doctor's office where he was called fat all the way to him running the New York City Marathon, where at mile 16, a spectator literally yelled at him that he was slow AF. And he really turned that into a club. He created a club that inspired anybody, any body shape, any style, you're slow, you're fast, whatever, to really sort of like feel confident in this sport. Daryl is going to interview Martinez. We're going to talk about how this came to be. We're going to celebrate running before the marathon. He's going to be signing books afterwards. I think that's going to be a really, really fun event to get our running crowd excited for our big event.
I am very excited to talk to him about this. What else we got?
We are bringing back Earth Week, and we're going to have a series of conversations and performances dedicated to climate change. We can't change the way things are going. We got to be able to tell you what's happening, but we can also do it through a different lens. So I'll give you an example of one event we're doing. On April 23rd, we are partnering with Zoo New England to do a reptile and amphibians night at City Space. And so we are going to be talking about everything from salamanders to turtles and how those impact our environment and how Zoo New England conservationists are working to sort of reintroduce them back into different areas of Massachusetts and to grow those populations, because from the small to the large, every creature impacts how our world works, right? And I believe
folks will be able to meet some of our reptilian creatures at City Space.
Like, so, we can pet them?
Yeah. There will be turtles.
I like turtles. I like lizards. I gotta say, as I always do, this is fun.
Always fun.
That's WBUR Assistant Director for City Space, Candace Springer. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. If you want to get in touch with us, hit us up on Instagram at WBURTheCommon or send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. And now it is that time for me to let you know that The Common is produced by Caitlin Harrop and Franny Monahan with help from CCU. It's mixed by Emily Jankowski, Matt Reed, and Paul Vitkus. And it's edited by Samantha Joshi and Ben Brock Johnson. And our theme music is Me from Hisu. And from the newsroom of WBUR, I'm your host, Daryl C. Murphy. I will talk to you soon.